Thanks for opening up your podcast app, wherever it is, and not listening to murder for once.
Okay, maybe a little murder.
Podcast.
A Monday morning tradition, we have a Woody and Jim joke-off, where we tell terrible jokes back and forth until one of us laughs. First person to laugh is the loser.
And Gina and the audience get to just sit around and point and laugh at us.
Right. Okay. Let us begin.
Cue the dramatic music. Woody, my friend said, my kid refuses to eat fish. What do you think is a good replacement? And I said, cats. Cats love fish.
Replacement for the child. Jim, people laughed when Amy Schumer said she wanted to become a comedian. Well, no one's laughing now. Because she sucks.
Yeah.
I'm smiling so hard that almost got me. Woody, I saw a guy at the beach yelling, help, shark, help. Madness. I just knew that shark was never going to help him.
Oh, the helpful sharks. You know, Jim, if you lose your khakis in Nashville, it means you can't find your pants. If you lose your khakis in Boston, it means you can't start your car.
Khakis.
Khakis.
Khakis. Where are my khakis? Yeah. I got to go to the bar.
Sorry.
Wow. Okay. I was trying not to laugh at your impression
at
which
the continuation of the joke.
Yes.
Does that count? The
joke and then the epilogue.
The seemingly endless epilogue. Woody, if I eat two pieces of string, they'll be tied together when they come out the other end. I bleep you not.
Ah, nice. Jim, I'm only familiar with 25 letters of the alphabet.
Really?
I don't know why.
That one came up a lot when I was looking for jokes last Monday.
Came up again this morning.
Apparently. My yoga instructor was drunk yesterday. Put me in a very awkward position.
Jim, what do you see when the Pillsbury Doughboy bends over?
I don't know.
Donuts.
Very childish of me. Yes. I laugh.
Usually those are the ones that get us. The ones that are just so unbelievably childish.
Yep.
or jokes that we were telling like fifth grade PE class. Yeah. Three things you want to know this morning. This is kind of cute. It's a quicksand love story. A guy named Mitchell and his co-worker and best friend Brianna were walking along Lake Michigan, where all of a sudden he got sucked into a sinkhole kind of thing.
Kind of like
quicksand right there on the edge of the lake.
Oh, scary. Wow.
And I said he couldn't get out. So he was calling 911, and so was his best friend from another phone. And then this happened.
I referred to her as my girlfriend that's trying to call as well. At the exact same time, she got through to another operator and said, my boyfriend is stuck in the sand.
So they'd never called each other boyfriend and girlfriend before. They were just best friends and coworkers, and now they're in love.
A death-defying quicksand incident.
Quicksand
love
story.
To realize what they wanted.
Exactly.
Right?
Aw, that's sweet.
Wow. Sad news. Pope Francis passed away at the age of 88.
Yeah.
Wow.
He's been very sick since the beginning of the year, but seemed to have been doing much better. As the resident Catholic of the show, I will miss him. I absolutely loved him. His kindness and unwavering support of the dignity of all people, especially those pushed aside by society or politics. He just said, nope, we're all God's children. So love that guy.
Absolutely.
No kidding.
So M&M's are bringing back a limited time flavor. It's the white chocolate marshmallow crispy flavor.
Oh, that sounds good.
It kind of does. It has a white chocolate shell with a crispy marshmallow filling. It's only going to be available at Target stores, though. So get it while you can.
They keep building demand for these special things.
Yeah. I mean, we were talking about the Post Malone Oreos. Are those ever going to come back?
Yeah, they're not. They're not. And the birthday cake ones I did find again. So yes. Those are still in rotation.
We need to organize the villagers and go with torches and run to Nabisco and demand that they bring them back.
These are the things that matter.
I know. Yeah. Like, what's That's really right. important in life?
All right. Let's rent a storage unit. Buy as many of them as we can.
That's right. How was our weekend, you guys? Went to my son Jeff's because he paid for the WrestleMania pay-per-view.
Oh.
And, you did WrestleMania for the weekend.
Yes, and my my girlfriend Melissa says, I'm not really into wrestling, but I'll just come and watch, you know, the kids and talk to the grandkids and
sure.
have fun.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but about a half an hour into it, she's up standing after going, woo!
I knew it. I was going to say, totally she so got into it.
Show drawn in.
Yeah, it was really funny. So then yesterday we had... We had church in the morning and then went to a late afternoon dinner down in Mount Pleasant with her family. So
cool.
It was nice. It was a nice, pleasant weekend.
Friday, I was sick. Didn't do much. Saturday, went to a friend's going away party. And we went out, saw Landon at work.
Yeah.
So that's always fun. And I think he always gets nervous about seeing me if I'm out drinking at his place of work. But I wasn't crazy. It was fine. I met one of his managers and she was like, oh my gosh, I love her. So we love that for me. And then yesterday we went to church and then we got a crawfish boil at Gumbo Bros. Yeah. Then last night was my last night of volunteering at my old church because we started going to a new one. So
cool.
My whole weekend was taken up by things I didn't really want to do. So Friday night, my son came over and he's like, maybe you could, you know, I don't know if you could help me with this project. And he had like these speakers and he wanted to build a wooden box to put them in. And I was like, yeah, I'll help you. And we were there like, we were doing this all night.
Oh, no.
And I am no craftsman. By the end of the night, he's like, yeah, I think I'm just going to buy a thing on Amazon and put them in there.
After you spent all day trying to build something.
Yeah. And then Saturday, I also tried to build something, this like a garden bed thing where you put a garden in the backyard. And like I got the lumber and I got all these like bolts and screws and nuts.
Right.
And it took 3 trips to several hardware stores. But at the end of the day, I had to take everything apart. Because none of the screws and bolts worked and did not fit together, and the stores didn't have any. I had to order them from Amazon, so they are coming today. No. So it was like a whole day of like building it, taking it apart, returning everything.
Oh, wow.
Such a hassle.
So, yeah. All the bunnies in your neighborhood are going to be sitting there waiting for you to grow your garden so they can come in and eat it.
Yes. And by the way, the garden was not my idea. Neither was the thing I built on Friday night.
You were voluntold to do it.
Mom on TikTok was going viral because she counted up all of the gadgets in her home.
All the screens that they're surrounded by.
Yes.
Okay, so this would include things like
Apple Watches, phones, TV screens. I think it's anything with a screen on it.
So laptops,
right. iPads, surfaces, all the things. Echoes, like Amazon Echoes that have a screen.
Right.
And so she has a family of 4 kids and then her and her husband, so 6 people. And she counted 24 different screens.
Okay.
That does not shock me.
No.
No.
I think that's kind of average, really.
The sad part is, though, is like she has a kid who has, or is 2, and they have their own iPad. Like each kid has their own iPad. Like there are 7 tablets total just in this family, which just I mean, I'm not trying to preach.
Sadly, that's the normal babysitter here.
But I started counting up. So that's an average of 4 screens per person in that family.
Which is actually kind of low, I think.
At the end of the day, it's like, okay. I mean, I have an Apple Watch. My car has a screen. I have my phone. I have a laptop. But then I started counting mine. And between me and my husband, we have 18 screens.
Wow.
The 2 of you.
Which, to be fair, like 3 or 4 or 5 of the things we don't use.
Right.
Okay.
Like I have 2 laptops I don't use. We have a Surface we don't use. I have a TV we don't use. So
So out of those 18, how many do you actually use on a regular basis?
On a regular like day-to-day basis, probably like 8 or 9, I would say.
I am right there with you.
Yeah.
There's only 2 people at our house, just me and my wife.
Mm-hmm.
And I counted up 15 screens. But okay. I also got rid of like old laptops like within the last 6 months.
Right,
like,
right,
I brought
right,
them
right.
to like an e-waste thing.
Oh, yeah.
So I probably would have been at the same level or higher.
Yeah.
And then my son, he bought his own place a couple of years ago. But mm-hmm. like when he was in the house, I think when he left, at least like half the screens.
Right.
Like they went with
him. Well, he's like a tech guy too, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
He's IT.
Yeah.
I'm about the same. I counted 17.
Okay.
And that's with me and my girlfriend there. And of course, our dogs all have Apple Watches.
And track their steps.
You know, between our phones and our screens in our car and everything. But then upstairs, there's, you know, a bunch of bedrooms that were, you know, I used to have kids living
guest
at home.
Rooms.
And,
yeah.
you know, there's TVs up there. We have a giant screen TV upstairs.
Ooh.
Back when they used to weigh like 5 million pounds.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You need a helicopter to bring
yeah.
it in.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like pretty much going to have to, you know, when the house goes into a sinkhole, that's the only way we're going to get rid of it. We all need a Woody and Jim mood boost.
I'm feeling good, like I should. When in Durbu, I'll go around the neighborhood.
It's pretty cool making sure everyone can enjoy Easter. The Orlando Bomb Squad in Florida did a Easter egg hunt for kids that are visually impaired.
Oh, that's cool.
You know, they
can't see well.
They would be left out.
They could be blind or just have partial vision. And they had some special eggs made that had a little beeping sound so people could find them.
Oh, that's great.
It's
so
really
sweet.
Cool. Explain how it worked.
He started this program out with the love of his knowledge of being a bomb tech for the ATF. Built these Easter eggs, kind of like we do for the Bomb Squad. They're made of simple electronics. We put them inside an egg, and we made them audible by a beeping sound so the visually impaired children can have the same holiday experience as a sighted child.
Yeah, a lot of the kids there, I guess one of their first responders, one of their children, has some visual impairments. So that's cool. Everybody could enjoy Easter.
Yeah.
That's great.
That's really sweet.
Very cool.
This Mood Boost brought to you by Maple Street Biscuit Company. Wake up to wow in Berry Hill, Brentwood, and Murfreesboro.
Over the weekend, I was over at my son Jeff's house. We were watching WrestleMania. Because that's what we should do on an Easter weekend. What would Jesus do? He'd watch WrestleMania.
That's why he came back.
That's why he came back. Welcome back, Jesus.
Sure.
Jelly Roll came out and sang at the beginning of it. It's like, oh my God, he's everywhere.
Is there really any good. Place he's not?
I know.
I mean, the guy is. I sometimes wonder, like, is there more than one Jelly Roll?
Maybe, you know, all the weight he lost, maybe they took parts of that and made another one.
Yeah, if they could do it with dire wolves, they could do it with him.
He has lost enough weight to be the equivalent of another person.
Yeah, that's so true.
So, yeah, good for him. But yeah, little jelly rolls running all around. I'm enjoying that mental image. But there was one of the wrestlers, I forget what the wrestler's name was, but he was really ugly, had a beard. He was all sweaty and icky. And my son, my grandson, Ollie, goes, Doodad. That's what he calls me.
Oh, I love
Doodad.
That.
That guy looks like you. I went, what? So then he kind of laughs. And so we started doing that the whole night. I'm like, hey, Ollie, that guy looks like you.
At least, so funny.
At least it wasn't sumo wrestling.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah,
yeah, that's true with the diapers.
It was pretty close.
Yeah. Yeah.
But then yesterday on Easter Sunday, we go down to Mount Pleasant. I have a late afternoon dinner with my girlfriend's family.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the cousins that were there, one of the little kids, you know, they're going there. And, of course, they have all the food laid out in a buffet. And then they have the dessert in the area. And somebody says, oh, you got to get some of the fruit salad. So I was, like, walking over there with the, you know, I'm doing, like, yo, gabba, gabba, going, you know, fruit salad, yummy, yummy. And the kid, one of the kids looks at me and goes, like, you sound creepy. I went, wow, am I giving off that vibe?
You're the uncle.
The creepy uncle.
You're the uncle.
I'm the
at
creepy
the holiday
uncle.
Dinners.
And so I just actually turned and says, because I am creepy. And he didn't talk to me again the whole time I was there. So I'm calling that a win.
Sure, he went in the closet and cried for an hour and a half. But
deep down, it was
a pretty
good joke.
Yeah. Oh, that's funny.
We are now ready for the pageantry and excitement of gender wars. For the ladies in the audience,
we have Jen.
Hello, Jen.
Oh, good morning.
And for the guys, we have your husband, Josh. Hey, Josh.
Boyfriend.
Hey, let's
oh, boyfriend.
Do
I'm sorry. Okay, I'm sorry. Didn't realize it hadn't gone that
you're
far.
You're jumping ahead now.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Josh is like, calm down.
By the power invested in us.
Yeah.
That's right.
So let's get to know you guys a little bit. This is awkward since you're dating. Jen.
Yes.
Who was your first kiss?
Mm-hmm. Oh, who? I don't remember his name.
You want to just kind of like good. Describe
we were
like
in fifth grade playing spin the bottle.
Oh, okay. I got
his it. Name. I think actually his name was Josh, to be honest with you, but I cannot remember his name.
She has a type. All Josh's.
That's right.
Josh's all the time.
Well, lucky for you, Josh. Yeah. All right. Now, Josh, you have to tell us for the Get Acquainted question, who was your first kiss?
I was playing spin the bottle. No, I'm just kidding. I'm not going to say spin the bottle. I'm trying to think of the poster that I put on my wall when I was a little kid. It might have been like Cookie Monster, something like that, you know?
It was the Cookie Monster.
Yeah. Poster. Not
it was
real,
a poster.
You know? Oh, yes.
Yes. It was Santa Claus.
All right.
I'm in love with a Muppet.
We got a live one with Josh.
Okay.
All right. You each have a screw you can use, and we'll start things with a multiple choice question.
All right, Jen, listen up. Is Boba Fett a character from Star Wars, Star Trek, or Transformers?
That would be Star Wars.
Woo!
Correct.
Start.
Okay, Josh. Do new episodes of ABC's Grey's Anatomy air on Monday, Tuesday, or Thursday nights?
Thursday nights?
Yes.
Good
for
job.
Like 21 years now. Crazy.
Is it only 21?
Yeah.
It's like 80.
Yeah, no.
It started when they were in black and white. All right.
It's here all we go. Up.
Jen, the Indianapolis 500 race is always held on what holiday weekend?
It's great.
Okay. Sending right. it to you, Josh.
She hopes you don't know this. Indianapolis 500 is always held on what holiday weekend?
That would be Memorial Day weekend.
Yes.
Nice.
Okay. Jen, the screw worked against you there. Gave a point to Josh.
Okay, yeah. Josh. What Middle Tennessee mall is home to Restoration Hardware?
Is that Green Hill?
It is.
And it's a 3-1. There's no way that Jen can catch up, is there?
Cookie Monster's boyfriend wins!
Let's go!
Here's the great part. Jen and Josh, since you're probably going to go together, you both win. We've got tickets for you to go see Metallica.
Woo!
Nice job.
That is our prize all week long.
No losers.
We play Gender Wars every weekday morning at 7:20 and 8:20 with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits, Totally Nashville, 93.3 FM. Last week, they announced that, you know, to try to avoid bankruptcy, Red Robin was selling a bottomless burger pass, which you can get a burger every day and a bottomless side, and it would be $20 for a whole month of May.
Right.
And they sold out immediately, as expected. And I guess also the website crashed several times. So people are comparing it to trying to get Taylor Swift tickets.
You know what? I would buy that for their bottomless lemonade.
Yeah.
Their freckled lemonade or whatever.
Yeah. Is that your favorite thing there?
Oh, so good.
The big steak fries with the campfire sauce. That's good stuff.
And their seasoning.
Yeah. Please don't go out of business. We're not going to come there, but please don't go out of business. It's kind of a gray, miserable, rainy Monday morning. Let's make it more miserable.
Yes.
With terrible jokes back and forth. First person to laugh loses. Are you ready, sir?
Never.
All right.
But I'll do it anyway.
Let's do it anyway.
Here we go. Terrible jokes. If I make you laugh, I win. But I don't, usually. Woody, my wife told me she's making a trail mix, but with no raisins and no M&Ms. I said, well, that's just nuts.
I like that. That's cute. Jim, what do you call an ugly dinosaur?
I don't know.
An eyesore?
Yeah. I recently entered the World Kleptomaniac Championship. I took gold, silver, and bronze.
Jim, I was checking my grandson after he swallowed some coins. No change yet.
My mom was a radiologist. She met my dad when he came in for an X-ray. I always wondered, what'd she see in him?
She never told you?
Jim, the person who invented the knock-knock joke should really win a Nobel Prize.
Really?
Oh,
because they didn't.
Doorbell.
Yeah. I got that faster than you this time.
I know.
I didn't want to get it, but you got it.
What do you have? Got the body of a porn star.
Do you?
All my clothes say XXX.
I like that. Jim, what do you call a French guy being attacked by a cat?
I don't know.
Claude.
All of us older folks know all about living on the edge. We used to answer the phone without knowing who it was.
Jim, once I met a woman with 12 nipples.
Really?
Seems strange, doesn't it?
Pushing the edge there.
I was saving one.
Pushing the edge.
I was saving that one. I thought that was a good one.
I love board games.
Yes.
I'm really good at the one where people put meat and cheese on a board and sometimes fruit.
It was his reaction to it that got you, didn't it?
Was it looking in my face?
Yeah.
I play a good game of charcuterie. Yeah.
That's the one I'm good at.
Was that the joke?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, all right.
I didn't even know
if I laughed preemptively before it even finished. Three things you want to know this morning. Of course, today is going to be the traditional White House egg roll that started in 1878 with President Rutherford B. Hayes. We all know that.
Wow.
This is the first year that it's going to be corporate sponsored. All the president's billionaire buddies are chipping in. I guess Meta is going to be providing an AI-powered experience opportunity for all the children. YouTube has got a bunny stage, and they have 30,000 real eggs they're going to be using.
Well, no wonder they needed all the tech billionaires just to pay for that.
It's amazing. Yeah, I'm sure it'll be full covered. It'll probably be on ESPN, too.
Is it just me, or does it an Easter egg hunt after Easter just seem useless?
I thought it was supposed to be on Easter.
I think traditionally it was supposed to be. Maybe they had to take a little extra time to get their corporate sponsors lined up.
Or find 30,000 eggs.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, right. Good luck.
Yeah.
The American Pickers store is closing up.
Oh.
Mike Wolf, the TV star of American Pickers, said after 15 amazing years, they made the tough decision to close doors, spread a little too thin. He said, this isn't goodbye. It's just a new rhythm. Forever grateful for every moment in the Nashville space and for all of you that made it more than just a shop.
Yeah, that was over by Marathon Music Awards.
Yeah, they're going to be open until this coming Sunday is their last day.
Okay, cool.
It's kind of sad. So scientists have found a new color. It's a blue-green color, and they found it because researchers were shooting lasers in people's eyes.
Into their eyes.
What?
So they discovered this new color called OLO. It's OLO.
Can they reproduce it without shooting lasers?
No, it's like something that reacts with the retina.
But nobody's ever seen it before.
Nobody. Yeah.
Huh. That's weird.
I know. Okay. Yeah. So yeah, there's a new color out there.
We found a new color by staring into the sun for a half an hour.
Going into Home Depot. I would like a gallon of paint tinted to this color that only I can see with the laser shooting in my eyes.
I brought pointer if you want to look into here for a little bit. So, Gina, you let somebody in your house.
Yes.
Don't ever do that.
In an effort to make your house more safe, you got scared more.
I'm so dumb. So I had one of those door knockers come by Friday night, and I didn't feel good all day, so I just wasn't in the mood. He was really nice, and he was calling all of the neighbors by name, which doesn't really work because I don't know any of my neighbors.
Right.
So I'm just like, oh, yeah, I know who that is.
I just talked to your neighbor, Fred.
Yep. And I'm like, oh, sure, okay, cool.
Yeah,
what about?
In this day and age, we don't know if that's my neighbor's name or not.
Right.
Could be just making it up.
At some point, he was like, can I come in and just write down, sit down and write down this quote for you? And I was like, sure.
What was he selling?
He was selling security cameras a security system and all of that. Ring. And my husband and I have Ring cameras and stuff.
Yes.
And my husband's all about safety and protection and all of that.
Well, that's good.
It is, but this guy had my husband in the palm of his hand. So we get to the part where the guy's pitching it and everything, and he's telling us the different cameras and all the different cameras we can get, and it got down to the price. It was going to be $140 a month.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. And then after 5 years, we would be kind of like grandfathered in, and it would be $50 a month.
Okay.
And it was one of those things, of course, where it was like we had to do it then and there because they're in the neighborhood.
High pressure.
Yes. Yeah. And so at one point he was like, I either need like a yes or a no. Are you guys good with that? And Landon was like, well, what about a maybe? And the guy's like, unfortunately, we can't do a maybe, whatever. And so we're like,
you gotta decide right now.
Literally.
Which is always a bad thing.
Yeah, it's a bad sign.
So, but Landon was like, this is cheaper in the long run. But I'm like, oh, I don't think so. Whatever. It was fine. I was going to be like, yes, you're my husband. You're protector of the family, whatever you want to do. So at this time, too, my husband was getting ready to go to work because he works at night on Friday and Saturday nights.
Yeah.
And I've become way more aware of that, being like alone at my house, like on Friday and Saturday nights. So in the back of my head, I'm like, great, this guy knows that I'm going to be home alone.
And your husband is leaving yes. with the guy in your house.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
So we get to $140 a month. And then the guy, we're like, yes, cool. So he runs like our credit, which he didn't even tell us he was running our credit.
They have to tell you, I think.
Not cool.
No. Yeah. And because I don't think it went against us because neither of us got like a report. Yeah. But then he was like, okay, well, actually your credit's not good enough, which like, yeah, we know. Or we would have said that. And so it got bumped up to $250 a month with less equipment.
Oh no.
So
what a game this guy was
playing.
At
this point, Landon was gone. And so I had to tell the guy like, no, which I'm horrible at doing. But while we're doing it too, I'm like, okay, how long is this going to take for us to like sign the papers and you know, whatever.
Get it installed and,
he was
and
like,
all that.
Yeah, he was like, oh, not much longer. And I was like, okay, well, when are the people going to come and install it? Because they install everything. And he was like, oh, they'll be done by midnight.
What, that night?
Yes.
At midnight?
Yes. I was like, so I'm going to be home
alone. Waiting in the bushes outside?
Right. Well, they were working on another house, apparently. I don't know.
Sounds like a scam.
Yeah. Sounds like people you'd want to stay out of your house as opposed to coming in your house to install equipment.
If only I had this system to keep you out.
I know. And so I was like, that does not sound like a good time. And at this point, too, I'm like daggers in Landon because I'm like, tell him no. So he leaves, the guy like raises the price, drops the equipment, and then I told Landon to like make sure you're watching on our indoor Ring camera.
Yeah.
And right. So he did, and he heard that the price went up, equipment went down, and so he was like, nope, back out, tell him we're out. And so I told the guy, you know, thank you, but actually we're gonna pass. We don't want to spend that much with whatever.
And then
he was
double
nice.
Locked the door.
Yeah, and Landon like the whole time. So he was like, hey, Gino, come here, when he was still home. And so I go in the room, and he pulls out his handgun, and he was like, safety, on, off, in your bedside table, you know, whatever. And I was like, I got you.
Well, you know, that you could have avoided all that if you just answered the door with your gun.
Or just not answered the door. What am I?
If you don't have a pizza or an Amazon box, get off my land.
Oh, gosh.
Don't make me pistol whip you into the neighborhood, sir.
I'm just so annoyed.
What are you doing today, Gina?
Today, I have a couple meetings for my other job, and then... my husband and I were going to go do our joint bank account thing with a very annoying banker. And you guys have convinced me to reschedule it or to just cancel it.
Find a guy
banker.
Who doesn't annoy you.
Yeah.
Make you feel
trapped. Because life's too short to be stuck in a bank office with an annoying guy.
If they question you about it, say we've decided to go with a branch that's farther away from our house.
Yeah.
Yeah. With somebody that's not you.
Yeah.
Anybody but you.
What you doing, Woody?
I probably am going to go get a haircut today.
Ah, very good.
Since I showered this morning.
It's that time of the month. So.
That's right. This quarter, it's all done.
Oh, that's funny.
What you doing, Jim?
I got to do some grocery shopping so I can make dinner tonight. And it's dinner and a movie.
Yeah.
Woohoo.
The whole family. So it should be fun.
Very cool. All right, you guys stay dry. We'll see you back here tomorrow morning with Woody and Jim. Totally Hits, Totally Nashville, 93.3 FM.